Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, everyone, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network radio show and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I'm going to be your host today on this Wednesday of November, and it is the 25th of November, a few days before people will gather together here in the United States and elsewhere to spend some time with their family. Some people, not all people, because all of us don't celebrate these holidays. And we have COVID-19 also. So a lot of people are not moving. And what is COVID-19? Just in case you hear this years later, or days later, or months later, it's a global pandemic that made millions of people all over the planet sick. They're trying to roll out a vaccine in record time to vaccinate everybody on the planet who wants to get vaccinated, and maybe from people who don't want to get vaccinated, maybe vaccinated. Yesterday, the Dow on Wall Street, it hit 30,000 for the first time in history. Why do I say that? That happened while 26 million Americans, people in the USA, don't have enough food to eat. Because of this COVID-19, millions of people have lost their jobs. Thousands have been evicted from their home. Thousands are in food lines weekly and daily because they have no income. They can't pay their rent. They can't feed their family. Most of them don't have health care. When they lost their job, they lost their health care. And this is America, the wealthiest country on the planet, they say. But we have millions of people who don't have food to eat. And this is capitalism at its best. They had $2,100 stimulus check that came out and gave people when the pandemic started. And since then, they haven't given the people anything else. While people are being evicted and people are starving and people can't find a job and have lost all hope. We have a solution, people. For those who want more out of life than worrying about how to feed their family, if they're going to have a job next week, they're going to get evicted. We have a solution. Now, some of you have been listening to me for a couple of years, and I've been talking about this amazing company called Carrot Bars. It's got a lot of bad press, but I'm grateful for Carrot Bars because it set the foundation for us in Wealth Builders Worldwide, Gold Cup Network, and the other groups and organizations who found this thing called freedom and prosperity with Carrot Bars International. Recently, we moved over to a company called Freebay. Freebay is a great opportunity, but now the ultimate opportunity has arrived. We're now gold standard partners. We're the first blockchain networking company ever created. We're going to be a global business using the blockchain technology, email over blockchain, voice over blockchain, 100% privacy, where people cannot hack into your emails, your pictures, your text messages. The government can't hear what you're saying to somebody else. Because ever since 9/11, They have stepped up their surveillance of citizens here in the United States. Many do not know. Did they have face recognition everywhere, just about, and you don't even know where the cameras are? But now everybody's walking around with a mask on their face, a mask on their face because of COVID-19. And I've heard it said that the reason why they got us wearing masks is not really because of COVID-19, so that they can step up their face recognition just by your eyes, your pupils. They're zooming in on your eyes to identify who you are. Freedom is what we offer you. The government is on vacation for this holiday that's coming up. And I'm going to name the holiday. I didn't name it earlier. It's called Thanksgiving. And the story that we got about Thanksgiving is not the story that really happened. You know, the school system is not designed to create critical thinkers or anything like that. It really isn't. It's designed to make good, obedient workers, people who toe the line, who don't think outside the box, people who believe that they're supposed to work most of their life for money. They don't teach us what an asset is versus a liability. They don't teach us wealth building principle number one, which is to pay yourself first. A portion of everything that you earn should be yours to keep. 10% of what you earn should be yours to keep forever, beyond your lifetime, so that you can create generational wealth for your children's children, so they don't have to struggle like families have been doing for decades, centuries, under this system called capitalism, where the wealthy continues to get wealthy and the poor middle class continue to get poorer. I said earlier, the Dow has hit 30,000 points, first time in history, while millions of people are starving, don't have enough food, don't have no health care. And the wealth gap continues to get wider and wider and wider, because we never learned what real money is. Yeah, the school system didn't teach us that. Real money is physical gold. That's what real money is. Up until 1971, the U.S. dollar was pegged to gold. They had to have enough gold in their reserve to back the dollars that they created. But Richard Nixon did something in 1971 that we still feel the effects of it today. In 1971, he temporarily suspended the convertibility of gold into the U.S. dollar. August the 15th of that year, the dollar became a fiat currency. And historically, every fiat currency has returned to zero in value. The U.S. dollar is on its 49th year run. The average lifespan for a fiat currency is only about 30 years. And the only reason why the U.S. dollar continues to be the premier global preserved currency is because when he did that, he allowed the government to create cash out of thin air, money out of thin air, to fund all these wars that have been going on ever since then. You may not know it because the mainstream media, the educational system, don't want you to know, but this country has always been engaged in a war, either at home or abroad. You see, Nixon's act allowed the government to fund the war on drugs. The war on drugs was really another war based on lies. Drugs was not a problem. The Nixon administration admits that now. What they wanted to do was target this Black Power Love movement, where Black people were rising up, not demanding civil rights anymore that had been denied to us for centuries. We were demanding economic equality so that we can take care of ourselves, because we have been denied so many opportunities. And whenever we got together and created something, the government would come in and destroy it. Or citizens of this government would come and destroy and suffer no consequences behind their act of violence and terror against the black communities that they destroy each and every time we pulled ourselves up from our bootstraps and did something for ourselves. But now we have blockchain technology, people. We have the people's money, cryptocurrency. Our G999 cryptocurrency is about to be unleashed to the world on December the 15th. And you can have an early seat at the table if you take action. We're creating a list, a list. It's all I'm doing right now because you can't even sign up for this amazing opportunity that's about to take place with the Gold Standard Partners, part of the Gold Standard Bank. We're going to put our family, well, our family's been on the Gold Standard ever since I found out about carrot bars, where I can start saving gold instead of saving paper. And why do we want to save gold instead of paper? Because inflation is robbing you of your savings. The dollar continues to lose its value while gold continues to grow in value. And it will always grow in value while eventually that dollar is going to be worthless. So carrot bars are still around, but we're no longer able to acquire gold from carrot bars. But guess what? All the gold that I have been able to acquire from carrot bars is still good to go. It still has its value. It will always have its value. It will always grow in value. It will not expire. It will not go bad. It don't need any maintenance. All it needs to do is sit safely in a safe and shine and grow in value. That's what gold does. Do you know in 1920 you get a brand new vehicle for $645 or a kilogram of gold? Yep, a kilogram of gold gets you a brand new vehicle in 1920. Guess what? $645 will not buy you a brand new car. Maybe about $40,000 get you a nice one. And that same kilogram of gold can get you a brand new vehicle today. And you have a few thousand dollars left over. Maybe take a vacation. Only people save paper are the middle class because they don't know. And when somebody like me comes along and try to explain this to them, they just, you know, go in one ear and out the other because, you know, I'm not one of those people who are part of the boule. I don't have one of those degrees. I'm not aligned to any one of these organizations who think that we could save this country from its destruction. Because karma is real, people. The U.S. has done too much too long. It's collapsing. It's falling apart. And the only thing that's keeping it going is these wars at home and abroad. See, the war on drugs is a war on the black family and the peace movement. To the Europeans, they gotten tired of these wars in Vietnam and Cambodia and all that stuff. They were tired of it. But the government clamped down. And they're about to do it again because people are waking up. It's a new day and the people are waking up. But some people are going to remain. And it's not for those who want to remain asleep. This is for those who want more out of life and who want to help others along the way get to what we offer. And that's freedom from this debt-based monetary system, wage slavery, and overtaxation. We have a solution to poverty and most crime with our company that's about to launch next month. So if you want to be on my list, or the person who shared it with you is willing to be on my list, then contact them as soon as you can so you can get more information. And in the meantime, you want to get this book called The Dream Chasers Manifesto by Mr. Ty Best, the founder of Wealth Builders Worldwide. And you also might want to get this book called The Pocket Piston by this brother, Mabibwe Aja Ashange. It's called The Pocket Piston, Generational Wealth Planning for Black People. This is not a solution just for black people, but that's what my focus is on, black people. If you want to call yourself black, African, whatever you are, melanated people, humans, this is what this is for. We have an opportunity to take control of our financial future and help others along the way. And just open your mind to this technology that's going to change the way we do business in the future. Peace, power, and love.